Krishna, 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 Pahima.
Sakata Sura crushed.
On the wedding of his sister, Kamsa was told the eighth child of Devaki would kill him. The eighth child was none other than Krishna himself, who came to protect his devotees and kill the demons. Krishna had escaped Kamsa at Mathura, who tried to kill him. Vasudev took baby Krishna to Vrindavan under the protection of Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda. Kamsa knew Krishna resided in Vrindavan, so he decided to send demons to dispatch of Krishna. He sent the terrible witch Putana, who knew the evil art of killing babies, but Krishna killed her instead. This worried Kamsa. He decided to hatch another plan to dispose of Krishna once and for all. He sent Shaktasura to finish what Putana had failed to do. Shaktasura observed from a distance in disguise. Maharaj Nanda was celebrating Krishna's first birthday. Many friends and family were invited. A great feast was prepared.
Dear residents of Vrindavan, today is Krishna's birthday. So I want everyone to give your blessings to him.
A nice musical band was playing many nice folk songs. Learned Brahmins were invited and fed nicely. Mother Yashoda bathed baby Krishna with milk, honey, yogurt, and warm water. This ceremony, called Abhishek, still goes on at Janmashtami every year on Krishna's birthday. Lots of grains were distributed to the poor and needy. Lots of cows were given to the pious Brahmins. Much charity was given on Krishna's birthday. Everyone looked very nice on this occasion. The ladies were nicely decorated. Men had their finest silken turbans on. All in all, the atmosphere was very jubilant. Mother Yashoda, tired of carrying baby Krishna, placed him by a hand-driven cart. She went about her way to look after the many guests that came by to see Krishna. Meanwhile, much time had gone by, with everyone busy with one thing or another. Krishna was feeling a little peckish. He was hungry. Krishna was kicking his feet up in the air here and there. No one noticed Krishna in all that was going on. This was the moment that Shaktasura was waiting for.
Ah, no one is looking. I must go and fulfill my master's wishes and kill Krishna.
Shaktasura moved slowly towards Krishna and hid behind the cart, unseen by anyone. Krishna, still kicking his feet in the air, tried to get his mother's attention, who was so busy looking after the guests who had come. Just then, Krishna, hungry and angry, kicked his lotus feet, which touched the cart. The wheel of the cart collapsed. The axle fell off. The spokes of the wheels were all broken. Brass pots and copperware all fell to the ground, causing a loud sound alerting everyone. The cart had collapsed on the demon Shaktasura, killing him instantly.
Get away from me, child! Get away!
All stopped what they were doing and quickly went to where the cart was. Maharaj Nanda and everyone else came rushing to the scene and wondered what was going on. No one could ascertain the cause. However, some small children who were nearby explained what they saw, that Krishna kicked his feet, touching the cart, causing it to fall apart. Some elder men listened. Some questioned how this is even possible. While this discussion was going on, Mother Yashoda lifted Krishna up.
"Please, my dear Brahmins, chant prayers to protect my baby Krishna from evil."
Learned Brahmins began to chant Vedic mantras to counteract the evil spirits. Mother Yashoda then allowed Krishna to have some milk from her. The men took all the broken parts of the cart and placed them somewhere safe. As for Shaktasura, he was no more. Yet again, Krishna saved the inhabitants of Vrindavan.